the Wednesday evening, 3:08:23. Wow, it's passing fast. We're going to look at daily benefits. Lord began to speak to me, I guess it was yesterday morning before my shoot, about this. So this is right here, this scripture. I didn't write the scripture down. It's in Psalms. It's blessed be the Lord who, I think it's 60-something.
68:19.
Yeah, 68:19. Why did I didn't write that down? Anyway, let me write it down right quick. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Psalm 68:19. All right. As this came to me, the Lord said, I want you to talk about the focus, your walk, your focus should be daily. Daily. So we're going to look at some scriptures on that. Okay, starting with, this morning he gave me this scripture, this set of scriptures. This is Matthew 6:24. All right, y'all there? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? How many, if you think about it today, the people you know and the culture we live in, how much thought is given to eat and drink and body? What ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So what is he talking about? Think about today. Don't think about tomorrow. He pretty well says, if you do, that's evil. Why? Because that's where care starts coming in, right? All right, take no thought for tomorrow. It's evil. God would have you focused only on today. He says he loads you with benefits. Daily loads you with his benefits. Okay? We're going to look at some more scriptures. Matthew 6:11, just a few scriptures back. Give us this day our daily bread. This day our daily bread. So it's kind of like with the manna. You know, they went every day and gathered it. And he said, don't heap it up except on Saturday when you rest. You can gather for 2 days. But he said, don't heap it up. And then it began to stink. Moses got mad at him because it bred worms. Because that's kind of the way we are. We've been geared in this society, and we're coming into a place where things are going to be so plentiful, we will totally have a different way of looking at things than we've had before. It'll be so plentiful, no one will ever give a thought about any lack of any kind. Well, that's the way God wanted it from the beginning. That's the way it was supposed to be, and that's the way it's going to return to. Okay, now Luke 6. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, am I in sick? Okay. Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus answering them said, have you not read so much as this, what David did? That's not the one. Here, I let me look at 23. Maybe it's 23. Anyway, I'll move on. It's been a long week. God wants us to live a day and a time at a time and partake of all his benefits. He provides daily. If you live for the future, you will never enjoy today. I can remember when the kids were in school. I couldn't wait till school was out, and I didn't have to get up and take them to school. Go up, pick them up every day. Then about July 4th, I was thinking, thank you, Lord. In about 3 or 4 weeks, they'll be going back to school. It was always, happiness is out there. Enjoyment's out there beyond what I am experiencing right here. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, when this happens or that happens, I'll be happy. No, you won't. You won't. Because things don't do that. Even though you can have nice things and receive nice things, and for a moment there's excitement, but it wears off. And we go back to where we are and how we are on the inside. Caring. Thinking about it'll be better over there. A lot of people live that way. They never enjoy their life. It's always over there. And when, you know, one of these days, well, why not now? Because things cannot satisfy. We think they will, and we think they can. That's why people seek them. Because they're looking for fulfillment. They're looking for something. The Lord said, if you focus daily and you glean daily, everything you can glean from this day and enjoy it to the best as you possibly can. See? But most people don't have that mindset. All right. Ecclesiastes 11. To me, this is goes right along with what I'm talking about. It says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. If the tree fall toward the south, or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. In other words, because of problems and things in our life, we won't enjoy where we are. We're always looking beyond. But it's saying right here, if you observe the wind, you won't sow. And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. It's our state of mind. As thou knowest not what is this way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. See, God's got a plan and it's perfect. And it provides. Whatever we need as a child of God, it provides. But how much of that do we really allow God to provide? You know? In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. You know, I had never really thought about it in this respect before, but what if you sow happiness? What if you sow laughter? What if you sow praise? I mean, it's all seed, right? If you decide when you get up, I'm going to make this the best day of my life, and you act accordingly. I think that's what we're supposed to do. Look what happened to Paul and Silas in the jail. Regardless of being beaten, put in stocks, they were just singing praise to God. And a supernatural rescue happened. Yeah. Probably a lot of other things that we could put into that category. Okay. Oh, I will enjoy when this trial is over. Oh, I will enjoy when we get what we're believing for. It's been a pattern for us that when we got our house, every house that we had, I would fix that house up the best that I could. I'd paint the walls, paint the cabinets. I'd make it as cute as it could be. And the Lord would say, okay, now it's time to move. Every single time. Every single time. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my home. Most of them weren't very big. But I did. It was fun fixing them up. Yeah. All right. So, we have to move with the Holy Spirit. He has a plan for our lives. He does not want us stopped. He doesn't want us going around the mountain. You know what I'm saying? The children of Israel, God had the whole land before them. And they were nothing but gripers and complainers coming out of Egypt. They griped in Egypt, griped coming out of Egypt, griped when they got to the promised land. What happened? When they had the opportunity to go in and take the land, oh, we be not able. Could it be, is our happiness and our reliance on God and our carefree attitude go a long way in projecting us forward into better and greater? I know the complaining doesn't get you anywhere. He wants us to continue to grow and expand and fill the earth one day at a time. I mean, he talks about enlarging your tent, stretching your tent pegs out. He wants us to fill the earth. That's the way he's made us. That's why these people that just want to escape out of here, I don't understand that concept anymore, because that's not the way God looks at things. He wants us to feel and enjoy everything he's made. Would y'all agree? We do ourselves a disservice when we don't enjoy. How do you rejoy? Enjoy. All right. Bloom where you're planted, but be ready to move when the Holy Spirit says move. Just like the cloud by day in the day of Moses, they might be there 6 months, but they might be there 2 days. They move with the cloud. Yeah. There is just too much focus in this world on stuff. It's always about working to get up the corporate ladder to have more and more and more and more. And that's never the way the Lord wanted us to do it. He wanted us to sow. That's the concept, sow. Well, I believe you sow joy, you're going to get it. You sow happiness, you're going to get it. It's not just with finances, right? You just got to follow the Holy Spirit daily. All right, Proverbs 8. Sure is quiet in here. Hey, the Lord picked this. Proverbs 8:30. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is a man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. He wants you eager and happy to be with him. Yeah. Isaiah 58 is another good one. There's a lot on daily. There's a lot on benefits. cry aloud, verse 1, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. As a nation, they did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Do you see that? They're fasting and mourning and going on. Lord's saying, you need to be out there spreading joy, release, giving people hope. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh and blood. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. Have you ever been around people that are just so gracious? Every time you're around them, they never seem to be down. They always seem to be uplifting. They're just about, they're happy. They're so refreshing to be around. The Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build thee old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. It's all about attitude right there, isn't it? What he's talking about. Yeah, how we treat people, how we act. That's what it's all about. Part of the curse was about longing for things. Let me make this point about Isaiah 58. What good is it to waste your days pining for situations to change? Follow the Lord today, for there is plenty to do. Take care of things daily. All right. Part of the curse was longing for things and never seeing them. In other words, just a wretched, miserable life. This is Deuteronomy 28. I read the blessings every day. I don't read the curses. But this is Deuteronomy 28:32. Says, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. That's the way it is whenever your mind is filled with longing for something else instead of being happy and satisfied where you are. You know, God's with us. He knows where you are. He has you there. When the cloud moves, you move, okay? Holy Spirit says, okay, do this, do that. All right, Galatians 3:13 says we're redeemed from the curse of the law. We're not under the curse. We don't have to long for things. God knows everything you want, desire. He knows what you want before you even ask. Isn't it a blessing when you get something you haven't even asked for? And you think, Lord, that was just a special gift, just like you were talking about your car, just a special gift from you. Isn't it a better way to live? If we're busy about the Master's business and doing what He's told us to do, to rejoice, give thanks in every situation, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. No matter what it is, well, Lord, I just thank you. In spite of this, I just thank you anyway. Since when do we walk by how we feel or what we see? We don't. We walk by faith. And what does faith say? I've already given it all to you. That's what faith says. All right, let's keep going here. We have been redeemed from the curse. Let us focus on today. All right, Hebrews 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, verse 1, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. If you just get to thinking about what he did. There's a song by the Newsboys. It says, I believe in God the Father. I believe in, is it Jesus the Son? I believe in the Holy Spirit. I mean, it talks all about what Jesus did. It's a very uplifting song. It's something that gets you out of the mully grubs, that's for sure. Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house? For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation of the day of temptation in the wilderness. I brought that up. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Chapter 4, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Yeah. If we believe as much as the Lord's spoken to us these past years, the songs that have come forth, the prophecies that have come forth. I mean, you talk about rich. The word that the Lord has revealed to us all these years, it's rich. I mean, it's rich. You don't hear much about a lot of it anywhere. We are very blessed to know the things that we know. God's faithful. All right, how did they end up in the sorry state? They were always complaining. Even God's provision was never enough for them. We hate this detestable manna. We want meat. He rained quail down on them. But he'd about had enough. And as they were eating, a plague started coming on them. While it was still in their mouth. They wanted more, but when presented with the promised land, they self-sabotaged themselves and they didn't go in. All the things that God said they could have, they were prevented from receiving it. Why? They were never happy, complained all the time, only saw the hardness of the journey and never praised God for the daily benefits he had already provided for them. Just think about what they saw in Egypt, what they saw on the trek out, his provision, the pillar of fire at night, the cloud. All I had to do, look up. Yeah, he told them at the beginning all the things that were theirs, but they couldn't receive it because of their attitudes. How much better it would be for all of us if we would go into every day with an attitude of gratitude and glean all we can from it. We should never say, oh, I'm just having a bad day. There are no bad days in God. The only people having a bad day is the ones that don't know God. And their worst day is coming. We should rather say, oh, I'm having a character building day. Enough said. Just remember, our success or failure each day is all about our mindsets. I just think making it through each day with the grace of God, you're a winner. Focusing on God's benefits will keep us in the right state of mind to enjoy the day. All right.